This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We have a little bit of earlier share today. Just want to share with you a brief Machlokes Rishonim and how this actually affects the first Mishnah on the Masechta. So on Sadi Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara brought a Machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the version of Rava, where according to Rava, Chamoisoi la'achar misa in the world of Rabbi Akiva is not besreifa, and the Gemara in the Havamina thought it's not usar. That means the Gemara brought an opinion. It says v'sarfu ba'esh oisoi v'yeshen, they both have to be around. Somebody lives with their mother-in-law, it's only besreifa if their daughter, if the daughter is alive. If the daughter is not alive, the mother-in-law is not besreifa. To which the Gemara ultimately says, no, Rabbi Kiva only excludes it from Sreifa. Does he exclude it from Isser? So Tosfos says that means, Kaloimar, Milav Vikares, Loi Miata Elami Sreifa. The Torah does not exclude it from being an Isser Lav. One would still be forbidden to marry a mother-in-law, even if their wife dies. It would be a Lav, and it would be a Chiv Kares. It's just, there's no death penalty in terms of Misa. Misas Bezdin. That's the Shita of Tosfos, that the Torah only excludes mother-in-law from Sreifa, but not from Lav, and not from Kares. That is Shitas Tosfos. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisroel Bia, Parak Beis, Halacha Ches, he says, Ba aleim la'achar misas eshtar ha'elu b'kares, ve'en va'am misas Bezdin, shenemar ba'ish yisroifa o'isoi v'yasem bezman sheshtein kayoma shein ishtoi v'zu shabale harei hu v'ho'erva nisrofen. V'zman shein shtein kayomas ein sham sreifa. There's no sreifa, but there's still, the Rambam says, kareis, like Shitas Tosfos. That if the daughter is not alive, the mother-in-law is still alive, still a kareis, just there is no punishment of Sreifa. That's Shitas Tosfos and the Rambam. However, comes Rashi, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and Rashi says, Oisoi v'yeshen, eshen shteyen b'mashma. It's mashma both of them. V'hachi kamer. Im ishtoi kayemes, if the wife is alive, tisarev chamoisai, then the mother-in-law will be burned. V'im lav, ein kanon yer Sreifa, if the daughter is not alive, there's no asreifa. Rather, what? Ella iser arur shoychevim chaysantai. The iser is, cursed is someone who lives with their son-in-law. So Rashi seems to be saying, not only is there no asreifa, there's no kares. And not only is there no kares, there's no lav. What is there? An arur. The big machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam versus Rashi and Sanhedrin. Tosfos and the Rambam says, there's no sreifa, but there's kares and a lav. Rashi says, there's no sreifa, there's no kares, there's no lav, there's only iser, an iser of an aror. What's the nafgamina? There's a major nafgamina. We go back to the beginning of the Masechta, and the beginning of the Masechta listed 15 arayos that aser at sara. Says Rashi, one of the arayos is a mother-in-law. Now, how do you have a case that your mother-in-law falls to you in Yibam? You married a woman, and then what? A simple case could be, you marry a woman, and then your brother marries her mother, or your brother marries a mother, and you marry her daughter, and then your brother dies. But what do you mean your brother dies? Isn't your brother then has children? Because your brother's wife has a daughter. So that daughter must have come from somebody else. Yeah? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chamoisoi. The case of Chamoisoi is very simple. Shemeis Bala. Your mother-in-law's husband died. That husband had your wife. Vinissa Echav. Your brother married your mother-in-law. Umeis Bloi Bonim. And your brother died without children. A very simple case, Rashi says. Again, where your brother married your mother-in-law, and your mother-in-law had already had a kid before she married your brother. That's the case of Rashi in the Mishnah. Comes the Maram, the first Maram in the Masechta, and the Maram says, who had din to have a matzah lefrushe? Could have picked an easier case. Shimon shenasa bas ruvein. Shimon married his brother's daughter. Ve'ein l'ruvein zera acher. Ruvein has no other kid. So Shimon married his brother's daughter. And then Shimon's wife died. Umeisa oisa habas. Ve'acher kach meis ruvein. Ve'nafla eishas ruvein. Now, Reuven, which is the wife of Reuven, is now falling. Now, the wife of Reuven is your mother-in-law. The thing is, your wife died. The reason why your wife had to die is because otherwise your brother would have a kid and he wouldn't create a issue of Yibam. So the case that Rashi could have said is Shimon married the daughter of Reuven, and then Shimon's wife died. And that has to be because otherwise Reuven's wife would not be a Yavama. And now Reuven dies. And now Reuven's dying without children. And Eishes Reuven is falling to Shimon. And Eishes Reuven is Shimon's mother-in-law. Lefnei Shimon Yibam. Well, why didn't Rashi pick that case? Wait a second. Because that case, the mother-in-law is permitted to you. Why? Because your wife died. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed to marry your mother-in-law after your wife dies. In the case that Rashi picked, let's look back at the case Rashi does pick. The case is Chamois Yamanla, that her husband died and married your brother. But your wife is still around, so that's a good case of mother-in-law. But the Maram wants to know, why didn't Rashi pick a case where you married your brother's wife's daughter and then your wife dies? Well, maybe that case is not so pashut. And in fact, Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Mishnah says a ga'oinus. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, you know why Rashi picked that case? You know why Rashi picked a case where your brother married your mother-in-law after your father-in-law died? And Rashi didn't say a case where you married your brother's wife's daughter? Because Rashi's L'shita saying, Hashita and Sanhedrin, that if you married your brother's wife's daughter and then your wife died, you would be allowed to do Yibum to that lady because there's no kares, there's no lav, there's only an aror. So there's only an aror. Did we ever find in the Masechta that Ein Aseh Doiche aror? No, there's no such thing. Aseh would be Doichet, you would do Yibum. Says Rabbi Kiva, ha, deloy knock at Rashi, bipshutai, shenasa basa achiv. Why didn't Rashi pick a pashta case? You married your brother's daughter, umesa, viachar kach, mes achiv. Hainu, the reason is, kivon diyesh plukta bezebi yavamas dav tzadi down obeys. The Rabbi Kiva holds chamoisa laachar misas bita, eina besreifa. That a mother-in-law after the death of the daughter is not sreifa. And Rashi and Sanhedrin and daf ayin vav. The chamoisa because it's leka rak ba'oror. Rashi holds it's only an oror. Mashma da afilu kares leka Rabbi Kiva. That's mashma. It's not even a kares. Rak yisura ba'alma. Not like toisus anav tzali dalid. Im kein einu b'chal erva. So Rashi picked a better case. Nakad Rashi da achiv nasa chamoisa de tesi lekulei alma. This way it goes according to everybody. Otherwise, according to Rabbi Akiva, it would not work out. Right, so now we understand why Rashi picked that case, because Rashi Lashitasa would say that if you married your brother's daughter and your wife dies, you can marry your mother-in-law. So that's Rabbi Kivager's Gainos, and I believe the Shal Shachivas Rivash says the same thing. Shal Shachivas Rivash is found in Simon Shin Ayin. Hey, let's see if we could read it here. And we'll end with this. One of the 15 arayos is chamoisai. Rashi explains chamoisai shemes bala v'yachar kach nisos la'achiv umes b'loy banim. Your mother-in-law that her husband died and then she married your brother and he died without children. V'tzarach lahavin lama loy pirish. Reuven married Leah. V'yold habas, v'yos habas nisus l'shemay, u'meisa habas, and the daughter had to die, otherwise I'm going to lay so a bas yibam, otherwise the mother wouldn't be a bas yibam. Umois ruvein v'naf l'chamos, and they shimla, he'll tzach l'farish, betray gavri shamesu, k'mosh mefarish. Rashi's case, there are a lot of people dying, right? Because the father-in-law has to die. The father-in-law had to die for your brother to marry your mother-in-law. So just pick a case where you married your brother's daughter. But says Rivash Vani Oimein Kandikduk, the Beplukta Loi Kamari. We're not talking about, right? One of the rules of the Mishnah is the Mishnah only lists arayos that everybody agrees upon. Uvahai Gavna, Havale Chamoisoi La Acharmisa, the Pligba, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Parakelo and Esrafim, Rabbi Kiva Lesbe, Ela Yisura. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's only in Esul Dide, Ger Mutterba. A Ger would be allowed to marry such a woman. Why? We're going to get to this on Daf Tzadiches. You'll say, well, maybe an Aror would also Asur Erva. No, we learn out Arayos Asuring an Erva from Chamoisa, from Achosisha. Haloi Damya Laha La, the Achosisha Bakares. The chamois acharmisa isura. First of all, only what's comparable to achosisha, which is a kares, would aser etzara, and not a mother-in-law. Oy, the gemara amrin the chamois masim b'sreifa. And according to this, it's only b'sreifa according to Rabbi Shmuel, but not according to Rabbi Kiva. Let's see if he says the same thing as Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Akiva Eger. He says, "Va'oid v'Rashi kasa b'perusha v'chein be'im chamoisa v'im chamev." He has a bunch of reasons why Rashi did not pick that case. And one of them is based on what we said, that since there would not be Sreifa, it almost seems, by the way, that he's giving an answer that even according to Tosfos, that there's a Kares, meaning according to Tosfos that it's a kares, it seems like you could learn it out from Achosisha. But according to Rashi, that it's not a kares, it's only a aror, then it would not be comparable to Achosisha and it would not pater the tzara. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I wish you all a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha, and I'll talk to you. Kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.